This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. They have to understand that we will fight their cruelty with every megaphone and microphone that we have. We must castigate them on the soapbox and then punish them at the ballot box.
How about that? J.B. Pritzker calling for violent rhetoric against the Republicans, against President Trump. He was mad about immigration crackdowns. You know, I mean, my goodness, it just goes on and on, leading me to believe that J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, is probably going to be a candidate for president in the next election cycle. I could be wrong about that. But over in Illinois, guess what? You know what they're most worried about? That the guy's going to run for a third term. That could happen. Dylan Sharkey joining us from the Illinois Policy Institute. Dylan, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. So what do you think? Like, if you were a betting man, is Pritzker looking at a third term as governor and then a run for president? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance. You know, I don't have a crystal ball. There's a good chance he does end up running for president, but for him, there's no risk in running for a third term because it's before the next presidential election. But what's interesting is we found that Illinois policy is in 37 states with gubernatorial term limits, he wouldn't be allowed to run for a third term. This would be it. So for in most of the country, he would have to step aside and figure something else out, but not in Illinois.
But that would be like Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, because I heard he was just kind of headlining the Lincoln Dinner in Des Moines, and I heard that there's speculation that maybe he could have an interest in running because he wouldn't be able to run again as governor.
Yes, exactly. And different states do it differently. Some states say if you do back-to-back terms, you're out. Some states say if you have two terms at any point over 12 years, you're out. But Illinois is not one of the states that has any. So for Pritzker, he could, you know, on paper, just keep running for even more terms after that.
Wow. Well, I mean, just people in Illinois should always remember that if J.B. Pritzker had his way, he would have bought the Senate seat over there a long time ago and wouldn't have had to worry about that.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is people have always thought of, yeah, well, not thought of, it is Illinois historically as a blue state. But if he runs for a third term and wins, he would be the first third term Democratic governor ever in history of the state.
Wow. That's pretty.
We've had three-term governors, but they've been Republicans in the history.
And I say this with all due respect and lovingly to my friends that live in Illinois. We're talking to Dylan Sharkey of the Illinois Policy Institute. I say this with all due respect. Did you people learn nothing from the Mike Madigan problem? He was around so many years, and he was so corrupt that he's now going to jail for it, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And the thing with Pritzker, unlike Madigan, is his approvals, he's a very public figure. Madigan was, you know, operating on a low profile for decades and decades, but Pritzker, that isn't the case. His approval is hovering around 50%, which is so different from his election results, where, you know, it's pretty handed, pretty lopsided. So, meaning that there's a good chunk of voters who would vote for somebody else if they had an option they liked.
Wow. Are there any primary contenders for J.B. Pritzker?
It's so early. There's a lot of speculation on who would run. One for sure is a DuPage County Sheriff, James Mendrick. He's announced he's going to run. A few other candidates, but it's very early. It's more of a guessing game right now on the field.
Wow. Yeah, I know that. I mean, everybody's looking. Everybody assumes Gavin Newsom's in. I've always assumed Pritzker's in. What are just a few of his policy highlights, just to remind people? Like, he fully backed that bill that allowed non-citizens to become police officers over there a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things he's been bragging about lately on his latest, his first campaign ad, is the elimination of the grocery tax, the state grocery tax that he's so proud of. But what he's not telling people in those commercials is that there's more than 200 towns in Illinois who just passed the same tax at the local level. So while it's true he did eliminate it statewide, you know, for the majority of people living and buying groceries, it's the same. They're not spending any money on food.
They haven't noticed. That's amazing.
Yeah. So they couldn't override it, yeah, because the individual commute, like I know, I was just reporting on that. It was like Belleville or something was among them.
Yes, yeah. So it went to local governments, So it didn't cost the state anything to cut it. It didn't do anything for them, but he's, you know, parading around saying, oh, well, yeah, I saved you food at the grocery aisle, you know, minus people who live in these 200 towns all across the state.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. So remind people of the cycle. So he would have to announce soon because this would be a 26th election, right?
Yeah, 26 is the next election, and then president is 28. Now, if he wins a third term, he could obviously just run for president in 28. Then the question becomes, you know, A, does he win? B, if he does win, what happens to Illinois' governor seat? Where do we go from there as far as leadership?
Well, he's already announced he's running for a third term, right, is what I saw?
Yes.
Yeah, as governor. He's already running for sure as governor, but it would be the question of, is he running for president?
Yes, yeah, that's okay. Right, in 28.
Wow. Well, I mean, I know he's got lots of problems up there, including the Chicago public schools that are bankrupt. Am I correct about that?
Yep. Yeah. Only by a few hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah.
Small amount.
But for Pritzker, you know, money is honestly the reason why he's, you know, considering running for president. When former Vice President Harris was looking at potential running mates, he was very low on the list as far as recognition nationwide. But the one thing he does have that most candidates don't is the bankroll, which is half the battle when you're running for president.
That's. I mean, I don't know how with the record of some of the, particularly what's gone on in Chicago, and I guess you'd have to hang a lot of that around the neck of the mayor. But I just don't know how Pritzker continues to get reelected. Maybe the same way the supermajority of Democrats keep controlling the legislature, right? You guys, you got a great article on your website right now, and I think for all of the legislators in Missouri who work 5 months out of the year, for I think $35,000 a year is what they get in Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How much do they make in Illinois?
So when you add up the base salary and the average, you know, committee leadership compensation, the average lawmaker is taking home a little over $120,000 a year every year.
And, wow.
It's less than full-time. It's what we call full-time light. So it's, they work fewer days than full-time lawmakers, but a little bit more than part-time. So it's still less than full-time, technically. They call it full-time light. It's in between, but still a hefty salary for less than a full-time job.
But isn't the headline of the article says for 70 days of work.
Yes, that's right. That's how many session days there are.
Wow. And they're making $128,000 for 70 days work. That's pretty good work if you can get it, I think.
Yes, and coincidentally, on the back end, the General Assembly retirement system is one of the most well-funded pension systems in the state.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Not like the other ones.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, IllinoisPolicy.org is where you can go to find out lots of great information about what's going on over there. And Dylan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Dylan Sharkey there, assistant editor at the Illinois Policy Institute, and his name's on several of those articles I was looking at on there. That is $128,000 a year. That's amazing. That's just, it's obnoxious. For 70 days of work. Woo, man.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.